All year long, we've been tracking the progress of four brave souls who shared their creative New Year's resolutions for 2014 and appointed as their, I don't know, foster parents or virtual impresarios or something. There's a lawyer who wanted to get back into painting, an ad exec who wanted to return to stand-up comedy, a sound engineer who was dead set on forming his own band, and an actual rock star who decided to adapt the Book of Revelation for the stage. And he is here with me now, Mike Doty. Welcome back to Studio 360.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
So remind us, why did you want to turn the Book of Revelation into a rock opera?
Because it is an absolutely terrifying monster movie, psychedelic tale of destruction, and the language is so beautiful. It is so bizarre and wonderful. And I just thought, with the right kind of music and, you know, great actors sort of declaiming the text and the right visuals, it would just be a great show.
Turning it back into the fiction that it always should have been. So how did you do? Did you finish it?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, in a sense, I will be tinkering with it for the rest of my life. But yeah, I finished it. I'm performing it at the Green Space here at WNYC.
On January 27th and January 28th.
Correct, yeah.
Hosted by us.
By you, yes.
I can't wait for that. And by the way, this rock opera based on this extraordinary book of the Bible is not the only thing you've done. You've also had a crowdfunded studio album called Stellar Motel.
Yes.
That you got done and you went on tour.
I was writing the music for Revelation on a laptop on tour in the van.
Really?
So I was sitting there like eking out the bass parts. Yeah.
Really? I'm so glad you really felt like the deadline was so real that you used your precious free time on tour to do it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was very real to me. And dude, I am so glad that this came along, because otherwise it's been a decade or more that I've been gathering ahead of steam with this and then giving up and then gathering ahead of steam again and then giving up. So having it done and having a performance, on deck is amazing.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Well, thank you.
And you've brought a recording from the work still in progress?
Yeah, I did. The band is Andrew Scrap Livingston, Pete Wilhoit, and John Gary, and Senia Rubinos.
And this comes where in the story?
Cast into the Lake of Fire is the climax. Uh-huh. And then there's sort of a denouement, but it's really like the big moment. One sitting on the throne said,
"Look, I have made all things new."
And then he said to me,
"But the fearful, the unbelievers,
the abominable,
the corrupt, they shall have their part in the second death."
Sounds like a rock opera to me.
Excellent, yeah.
I mean, Revelation is a unwieldy thing.
Yes.
Was that part of the challenge of like getting this down to a story that made sense for a piece of entertainment?
Certainly the story is more discernible in the more modern translations. But yeah, you have to sort of take out a lot of kind of weird filler to get to the narrative. But I preserved absolutely every part of the narrative. With the exception of like five earthquakes, because they have just a ton of earthquakes and they got boring.
And do you expect believers, quasi-believers, and unbelievers, the whole spectrum of Christians and non-Christians to
this? I would love to tour this. I think there is sort of this new movement of Christian kids that are a lot more liberal and a lot more, engaged with modern life. I think they would dig it. I do think it's weird that we've allowed kind of the conservative portion of the culture to take the Bible, like, as if it is theirs. And it's everybody's.
Mike Doty, thanks.
You're so welcome. Dude, thank you so much for getting me to do this.
The Spirit took control of me. I heard a loud voice.
Mike Doty and his band will be performing his Revelation live in late January in New York City, and we'll have the details for you soon. Stay tuned. So, what is your creative New Year's resolution going forward? We're going to pick a few of you to inspire and pester throughout 2015. Tell us your resolution in a comment at studio360.org, or if you want to be more old school about it, you can leave us a phone message at 646-580-0360. That's 646-580-0360. Write the things that you see and then send it to the seven churches. Write the things.